Thank the Lord for His good love for us this morning. If you enjoyed the all the music's been a blessing. The song that Dan sang is has no title to it. It's called Untitled Hymn. And if you want to enjoy that again sometime, of course you can get it on the church website, but you can go to a Christian bookstore. I think the writer of the song, Chris Rice, I believe. So keep that in mind, Chris Rice, Untitled Hymn. We have that in our home and enjoyed that again this morning very much. And music-wise, a hymn of about 50 years ago that meant a lot to people in terms of God being with us all the time and walking with us is the hymn In the Garden. And some of the words are, He walks with me, He talks with me, He tells me I am His own. And that's the way the Lord is for us. That hymn is an expression of Psalm 139. And one of the greatest promises and gifts God gives to us is that He promises that He'll be there with us all the time, wherever we go. As His presence fills the whole creation, fills this room and the house where you live, even where you go to work, where you go to school, the Lord is there fully present to bless. And of course, the Bible teachers say that's God's omnipresence. Omni means all present. And the Lord is that way for us. What a comfort He is. He promises to be that way for us. Jesus, for example, said, I am with you always, in Matthew chapter 28. And one of my favorite promises in Hebrews 13 is when God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, we can't be that way for one another. We leave each other, we come and go, you know, just in the daily, weekly travels. But the Lord stays. He's there for us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And if you're in trouble today, or will be this week, can't see it coming. But in Psalm 46, the heart of the scripture is, the Lord is an ever-present help in times of trouble. So especially when you're in trouble, you can count on Him. He'll be there. And David experienced God's presence everywhere. What a great goal to have for your life and my life. To know, hey, let me know that I'm in the presence of God, walking with Him, talking with Him, and therefore I'm not alone. David said this. He said, I look behind me and you're there. I look ahead of me and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. So no matter what I'm doing, coming or going, and sometimes we don't know if we're coming or going, the Lord knows. He's there to help us. And David said, this is too wonderful for me. I can't figure it out. And it's such an awesome experience we could have with the Lord this way. So experiencing God's presence is really a gift of His character to us, to each believer. This is not just for a couple few, you know, who are kind of mystical, who are contemplative. That is, they like to sit around and think deep thoughts. This is for every believer, no matter how pragmatic or, you know, practical you are. God's presence everywhere. And His presence is a motivation for healthy and holy living. I was taught as a little one, the age of some of the little ones who were here today, that who I consciously hung around with would have the biggest impact on my life. And I did learn about that as a little youngster. We used to run the neighborhood a bit when that was safe to do. With all my friends, I remember the days, ages 6 through 10, just running loose, coming home for lunch, come home for supper, run loose in between. Well, we got into mischief like any other children, especially with the language we picked up. We picked up, how many truck drivers are here this morning? We picked up, with all due respect to truck drivers, traffic does strange things to you, you know. We picked up the truck driver's language. We picked it up. Boom, we thought it was the way to communicate. We felt pretty cool at age 8, having the world by the tail. Brought that language home. Mistakenly said it in the presence of one of my parents. And they said, what did you say? And I had to think fast on my feet. I made up a word that sounded like the word I said. That wasn't going to work. The influence that my friends had on me, I was conscious of them, that was making an impact. suddenly my parents' love, presence, and discipline became more important to me. They had a more important impact, you might say. Their discipline, their love. It was real to me. It wasn't worth doing what I did with my friends. I would let the Lord, you know, clean my heart with the help of my parents there. And so they had the bigger influence. I was more conscious of them than just pleasing my friends with what I'd say. And it's the same thing with knowing the presence of God. When we know His presence around us, big impact on our lives, big influence. If I forget His presence, just go about the day like I live in a secular world, what's the big deal? Sin has the influence. Selfishness has the influence. Bad things happen. So it's the presence of God motivates us for holy and healthy living. It's been said that when God does a strong work of renewal in anybody's life or in the life of a people, in a certain area, a country, that is always accompanied by an overwhelming sense of the presence of God. We just can't seem to get away from reminders that He's with us and He's there. And what a blessing that is. Well, there was a man, a fairly contemporary fella, who committed his life to knowing God's presence everywhere he went. That was part of his life's goal. And this is back in the 1930s. His name was Frank Laubach. He was a literacy worker in the country of India. And that was a very challenging job because literacy takes a lot of time. It's a detailed work. He had to do a lot of translating into the many dialects in the country of India. So it was real difficult for him. But he committed his life to knowing God throughout his work and throughout living in the difficult country of India. And listen to the commitments he made and ask that you and I consider having that kind of heart for the Lord also. I think we can as a gift that He gives us. He asked the question, listen to this, he said, can we have contact with God all the time? Fall asleep in His arms, awaken in His presence. First conversation, last conversation of the day, make it with the Lord. He said, I choose to make the rest of my life an experiment in answering that question. Can I be aware of God all the time? Listen to some of the experiences he had and see how the Lord is there for us in the same way. In January of one year, he wrote, I am feeling God each moment by an act of my surrendered will. In other words, it takes a heart to say, I want to know you, Lord, like this. You are there all the time. Help me get in touch with you. That was his heart. He said, the sense of being led by an unseen hand grows on me daily. I'm determined not to get out of bed until my mind is set on the Lord. Something you and I could do before you spring out of bed or fall out of bed, roll, whatever your habits are. Lord, you're here. This day's a gift from you. Let's go for it. And have Him on your mind. His presence is there. In April of that year, in the spring, he shared this. I've tasted the thrill of friendship with God, which has made anything against God disgusting to me. What an impact. See how knowing God's presence shows God's beauty for what He is, but also shows us sin for the killer it is. But we don't want to rebel against God when we know His goodness. Oh, why would we do that? That's going to hurt Him. That's going to hurt us or others. God's presence is a motivation to walk right. In May of that year, he wrote this. This concentration about God is a strenuous activity. He had to give his heart to it. But everything else has ceased to be so. In other words, work, relationships, other part of life began to flow more easily for him because his soul had a sense of peace. He said, the things I did before with strain, now I do with less stress. I tried this last spring while working on my taxes. I work on my taxes the week of April 15th. Every year, like clockwork, I put it off. And usually I get pretty grumpy that week. Complain about the things I don't have or I lost or say one of my family members misplaced them. I just not a very pleasant person. And I have to concentrate on what I'm doing. So this year I decided I'll try to work them out knowing this is an experience with the Lord. Jesus said, pay taxes. So with his help, there was, aware of his presence, a calmness, an ability to concentrate. Even did the math a little better than I normally do. Why? I had help. I was living life with God's hand upon me, and it was a blessing. Laubach said this, I worry about nothing. I haven't arrived there myself, but that was, again, sensing God's presence. He said, I worry about nothing. Everything goes right in my soul. Nothing can go wrong except this one thing, that God may slip from my mind. Think about our lives. If God slips from our mind, a lot of things can go wrong, can't it? We can go wrong, for one thing. That's the worst thing. If God slips from our mind. He said it was an effort. It was a good chance to abide. He wrote this. He said, Lord, I struggle as never before not to miss you. For when I lose you for an hour, I do lose. Just missing out what life's all about. And he wrote this about the impact wanting to live in God's presence had on him and had on other people. Listen to this final testimony from Mr. Laubach. He said, last Monday was the most completely successful day of my life, on a Monday no less, as far as giving my day completely and continuously in surrender to God. Completely, continuously. Okay, Lord, it's you and I today. He said, I remember how I looked at people with God's love. And I remember how they looked back at me, as if they wanted to follow me. So when we're living in the Lord's presence, we begin to pass on those qualities Jesus has. Love people. People say, well, I sense I need God's forgiveness too, His love, His kindness. And what a blessing the Lord is to be that way for us. The Lord, you know, He could be, I guess, if He wanted to, like some of the pagan gods we imagine in our own minds and invent, that He's just way in one particular city, you know. We don't have to go to a certain city to meet Him, or a particular area. He's always present. We gather together, you know, we bring whatever walk we had with the Lord, we bring that to worship together. And one another, we do help that awareness grow. But it's the Lord's presence that's a gift to us. Now, how can you and I be like King David, who saw the Lord before and behind? How can we be like Frank Laubach? A couple of things to commit your heart to. Number one, ask God to open our sin-blinded heart to His presence. Without His help, I just won't see Him. I'll see myself. I'll see people. I'll see problems. But I won't sense the Lord's help. Ask Him to open my sin-blinded eyes. When I miss God, it's because my focus is on what is far less important. I miss Him. And I'm like Jacob. I go to work. Work is work. Something to get through till Saturday. You know, till I retire. All of a sudden I wake up. And at work I say, surely the presence of the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. Spent my whole life not knowing it. Go to school. Oh, what a challenge that is. Go to math class. Gym for some. Surely the presence of the Lord in this place, I knew it not. This is, he said, what an awesome, Jacob said, what an awesome thing this is. This is the gate of heaven. You have a sense of meeting Christ wherever you're at. And so we say, Lord, open my eyes. At work, at play, at church, watching TV. I'll watch it with the Lord. I bet it'll go better than watching it myself. Lord, we don't want to miss you. Please help us open our eyes to who you are around us. Number two, I commit to work with Christ at all times because He is everywhere. He is everywhere. And think of this. In the Lord's experience, which really counts, He's the basis of reality, not what we think. We see things in a foggy, dim manner. In the Lord's experience, there's no such thing as a secular world or a secular activity. You know, the word secular means that which is opposite of sacred. And our tendency is to think of Bible study and prayer and worship as sacred things. And then we go off and do our own thing till we come back to be with the Lord again. But that's the opposite of what the Lord experiences. You know, on TV there's reality shows. It's a kind of a misnomer. Made up situations that are supposed to depict what life could be all about. But the real reality experience that happens is from God's perspective. He's everywhere. Life is not apart from Him. C.S. Lewis said this about sin. I think it was a great quote to commit to memory. He said, "It's not that we enjoy life too much here. It's not that we enjoy life too much, but it's that we enjoy life too little because we leave God out." You can go to an activity just with you and your friends. Well, you might, may or may not be blessed. If you go with Christ, oh, that was a blessing. Home life became a holy thing, you know, an offering to God. Recreation became a holy thing. I think it's those who walk with Christ who really know how to have joy. And even in the trite word, fun. Because you know, they're connected with the one who created all these experiences. And so we work with the Lord wherever He's at. Lord, at your side, at work, in school, at play, church life. The third thing we could do with the Lord's presence, commit our hearts to knowing that His presence can be experienced in times of great trouble to give us great comfort. Great comfort. When I was 16, I had my appendix out. It was a pretty simple procedure. No problem recovering. Thank the Lord. I was in the hospital for 6 days. Back then, you could pretty much go on vacation if you had your tonsils out, you know. Have a week of Jell-O and live it up. Well, there I was with my appendix out. And people came to see me. I knew two fellows would come to see me. They were my buddies. Other people came just to see how I was doing. Teachers, I did not. I figured they don't care for me. They're just seeing if I make the A or the D. Teachers came. Other people came from the school who I didn't know would be caring about how I was doing. And when each person came, their presence or their company gave me strength and more confidence to recover. And it was their presence that made a difference. And when we know the Lord is present with us in troubles, Lord, show yourself to me, please. I'm at the end of my rope. The Lord hears that prayer. You know, He doesn't turn aside a desperate heart. And His presence comes. And we can say, I think I can make it through this. I think because God's here. Because God's here, I think everything's going to be okay. It'll be okay with my soul, with my health. I offer to God my future. The Lord's presence, a gift of Himself to us. And the most wonderful thing about the Lord's presence, fully all around us, can become fully within us. If we just ask the Lord, and being here fairly new still, you know, I don't know who in the fellowship has received Christ, committed to following Him, and who in the fellowship has not received Christ, and just on the fence about following Him. But I'll tell you, but in terms of the Lord's presence, if you say to the Lord, Lord, I know You're everywhere, but most of all, I want You to be number one in my heart. I want You to take Your rightful place on in the direction of my heart. And Lord, come into my life. Forgive me for my sins. I know I need forgiveness. Won't find it without You. And I need You to know You're working on me from the inside out. Just like You're working on the whole creation. Giving testimony to Yourself. And then God will confirm that to your heart. The Bible says the Lord knows those who are His. And His Spirit gives testimony to our spirit that we become the children of God when we receive Him. So if you haven't received the Lord, well, know how great He is around us, but know how great He is when He's received. That He works on our mind, our soul, our heart, our strength, and helps us follow Him like we know we were born to do that. And so rejoice in His presence this week. Look for Him coming and going, and He'll meet us there, and our walk will be changed. Let's pray together. Pray with me if you would. Lord, King David spoke truly of You when he said, "Lord, You hem me in before and behind." And we ask, Lord, I ask for myself and for each dear person here that Your reassuring presence would be known more and more throughout the week. Help us to be like King David, who asked the question, "Where can I run away from God? It can't be done. Where can I flee from Your Spirit?" Help us to be like this Frank Laubach fellow, who every day surrendered his mind's attention, his will to You. He became a more effective person. Not someone who dreamed on cloud nine, but someone who followed You and was effective in this world. Lord, help us to bask in Your presence, work in Your presence, play in Your presence, and above all, we delight to worship in Your presence throughout this week. We commit our hearts to this end. Send us reminders, Father. Take the blinders off our eyes to see You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.